Well, although there's several factors why we've seen a stronger first quarter of 2014 than most had anticipated, the one thing everyone can agree on, a big influence has been exports.
World demand has been very, very strong. We've made adjustments again this month in terms of our corn exports. We've brought those up to 1,625 million bushels, up 25 million bushels. The soy exports, we took up 20 million bushels to 1.53 billion.
But that doesn't mean that prices are going to hold up forever. Matter of fact, market analyst Brian Doherty from Stewart Peterson feels there's going to be some volatility on the corn front and advises growers to make sure they have a good risk management plan.
Well, we've got tighter supplies in corn than we did 4 months ago, and we've got a lot of markets indicating that demand could stay strong. Corn producers, especially, are going to have to be on their toes and look for opportunities to go ahead and market and get ahead of the game and try and sell when opportunities present themselves.
Well, when you talk about the big gorilla in the room on the export front, it's got to be China. And Keith Schneller says that the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service has gotten a step up on the competition by using e-commerce partnerships, although he said other countries now are catching on.
So we're leading the charge in China with our American products, but it seems that our competitors are catching on. So New Zealand, Chile, Australia, a lot of other countries are following us now onto these new online platforms. But it's really a great new way for American companies to get their products out there, educate Chinese consumers about our products, and just giving us a farther reach into the interior of China in these second, third, fourth tier cities.
Well, the USDA's Rural Development 2013 Progress Report showed $193 billion in rural community investments. And according to Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Affairs, Doug O'Brien, the 2015 fiscal budget gives even more opportunity for growth.
What we have at Rural Development is a number of programs to support people in rural places so that they can capture those opportunities. And the President's 2015 budget includes nearly $900 million to support rural business creation and expansion. And this level of funding, we have support for revolving loan funds and micro-entrepreneur development activities in rural areas. In addition, funding is provided to help ag producers develop and market value-added products.
On the commodity front, cheddar blocks continue to live in a rather bullish neighborhood, up another 2.5 cents, pricing to $2.35 a pound, while barrels drop back a penny to $2.27.5 per pound, and AA butter is at $1.88.5 per pound. Over on the Class 3 trade, a stronger day, March up to $23.20, April up $44 to $21.90, and June up $19 to $19.99. On the Board of Trade, a mixed day, corn unchanged for March, 483 and one quarter of a cent. May, down 3.5 to 484 and 1/2 cent. Beans rally, March up 9 cents to 1390, May 1393, while March wheat dropped 9 cents to 684. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, they mostly price from 86 to 106 to top at 108. Most of the slaughter cows, 67 to 84. Our replacement bull calves, 150 to 320. Heifer calves, 75 to 185. The barrels and gilts strong, 68 to 82. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And your feeder lambs, 160 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.